Chapter 1. Epiphany on the Big Island. It's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep. This is likely fortunate for me, being about 20 pounds heavier than I need to be, and having just hit my 57th birthday. I can lie still for the next several hours staring at the ceiling, trying not to wake my wife and son, or I can get dressed and find my way to the resort fitness center. I choose the latter. We'd been on the Big Island for less than 24 hours, planning to enjoy a couple of weeks in paradise. It was July 2018, and I'd been faced with a stark realization earlier in the year. In an attempt to replace a whole life insurance policy with term, I discovered that my blood pressure was elevated, and I was 30 pounds overweight. As someone who's been fit most of my life and has helped over 1,000 men and women lose weight and improve their health, this realization was a stark, eye-opening wake-up call. Fortunately, I've got momentum, knowledge, and experience on my side, so prior to landing in Hawaii, I had already lost 10 pounds toward my goal weight. My insomnia this morning is a gift. The cool tropical breeze on my face feels incredible as I stroll through the open-air corridors of the resort. I think to myself, I could really get used to being here. At the fitness center, I see that I'm entirely alone, have the gym to myself. As I'm patting myself on the back, thinking how much discipline I have, I realize it's 9 a.m. in Austin, and were this a work day, I'd be an hour late getting to the ER. Oh well, at least I'm working out. After doing the weight training portion of my workout, today I targeted my shoulder muscles, I head to the treadmill. The cardio portion of my workouts are generally my least favorite, but fortunately, I brought my iPad and a pair of earbuds. Running to the vibe of music videos on YouTube is my usual routine for logging time on the treadmill. This morning is different, however, as I stumble upon a video of a gentleman who's teaching his corporate sales team a title. This morning is different, however, as I stumble upon a video of a gentleman who's teaching his corporate sales team a topic titled 5 Steps to Becoming a Millionaire. The presenter's name is Grant Cardone. If you have no idea who Grant Cardone is, he's an internationally renowned sales trainer and author of best-selling books, The 10X Rule, If You're Not First, You're Last, and Be Obsessed or Be Average. He's a multimillionaire across a variety of business platforms, as well as a much sought-after public speaker. Clearly, he's got the credentials to teach the YouTube topic at hand. During Mr. Cardone's sales training, he makes a statement that resonates with me strongly. As a result of hearing it, the trajectory of my life literally changed from that moment onward. The statement he made was actually a paraphrased quote from entrepreneur, venture capitalist, and PayPal founder Peter Thiel, admonishing that the single-digit millionaire, someone with $1 to $9 million in assets, cannot even provide their family with proper legal defense in America in the event of a major lawsuit, or provide adequate protection in the event of a major family emergency or catastrophic event. This statement rang more than true for several reasons. First, it was immediately relevant to me, more on that later. And secondly, I knew that his statement was applicable to individuals such as myself who make considerably more money annually than the average American of whom he is speaking. The median household income as of June 2018 in America was approximately $62,000 per year. According to WalletHacks.com, my income places me in the top 1% of wage earners in America. Understand, this is not a bragging point, and as of this writing, I'm not currently a millionaire. Because the acquisition of a $1 million net worth is deemed by many Americans to be a barometer of what is loosely defined as wealthy, he then proceeded to give his sales team a step-by-step breakdown of just how limited $1 million in capital really is. Assuming an individual has those assets but no other income, accounting for taxes, mortgage, childcare, car and auto expenses, home and life insurance, etc., the reality of just how limited a resource $1 million really is was eye-opening to me. Without the ongoing creation of additional income and the acquisition of additional wealth, most Americans are simply lifelong slaves to some sort of J-O-B, just over broke. In that 45-minute session on the treadmill, Grant Cardone led me to the first of several epiphanies I'd acquire from him over the months that followed. The first epiphany was this: